Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Edyos, and we are learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Now, yesterday we discussed the case of somebody who's going to travel to Yerushalayim with his Meiser Sheni, and he's got a lot of copper coins, and they want to change them into silver so that they can carry them more easily, and we discussed how much of it he's allowed to change into silver. Now we're discussing the opposite case. He's come to Yerushalayim, he's got his silver, and he needs to spend it, so he needs to change it back into copper coins. It's like having a gold bar, and you need to change it into dollar bills. So, Mishnah Yud tells us, Haparid Sela Shel Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Someone comes to Yerushalayim, he's got his silver coin, he wants to change it into copper coins. Beis Shammai Omrim, B'Chol HaSela Mos. Beis Shammai say he can change the entire Sela, the entire silver coin, into these hundreds of tiny copper coins. U'Beis Hillel Omrim, B'Shekel Kesef U'B'Shekel Mos. And Beis Hillel say no, we can only change half of it for copper, he has to keep half of it in silver. And we will see why when we get to the Bar Neira. Hadanan Lifnei Chachamim Omrim, those who judge before the Chachamim, and we'll see again who they are, Omrim B'Shlosha Dinarim Kesef U'B'Dinar Maos. They say that he has to keep 3 dinarim in silver, but he can take 1 dinar in copper for immediate spending. So that means 1/4 of it can be changed back to copper coins. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, B'Shlosha Dinarim Kesef U'B'Revias Maos. So Rabbi Akiva says that he can turn 1/4 of 1/4 into copper. So in other words, he can change 1/16 of it into copper coins, and the rest he has to keep in silver. For Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Arba Ispre Kesef. Rabbi Tarfon says, 4 Ispre Kesef. Now, this is a completely different denomination of coin, and again, when we get to the Bar Neira, it will be explained for us. Shammai Omer. Remember, this is a series of Mishnayos in which Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and Shammai differ. Shammai differs from the school that bears his name. So here, even though we have a lot of other people expressing opinions, we've come to Shammai. Shammai says, Yanichenu bechenvus v'yochal kenegda. So he says none of the above. He says don't change the coin at all. Leave it in the shop, and as you need food and drink, you go to the store and work off your tab. So you leave the silver coin, and as you go, he will deduct it from your bill. All right, let's look in the Bar Neira, who will give us some clarity on some of these things. Haparid Sela Shel Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, one who wants to change the silver coin to copper in Jerusalem. Shehayi Machlif Sela Shebiyado V'Noto Prutos Lahutziam L'Tzarchei Sudas Meiser. So he needs to eat things in Jerusalem for the sanctity of his Meiser Sheni, and in order to do that, he needs to change into spendable currency. Beis Hillel Omrim, what did Beis Hillel say? Lo yachlif ela chatzian, he can only change half of his silver into copper. Shema lo yisha b'ir ad shiyotzi es kulan. Maybe he won't stay in town, he's not going to be in Jerusalem long enough to spend all of it. We have kida b'ir ad regal acher. So he's going to deposit it in the city until he comes back on the next holiday, because we would go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year for each of the 3 festivals. Va'aprutos mistafshos, the copper coins were not as durable as silver, so they could be ruined, they could rust, or they could decompose during the time. V'imyachsur v'yachila b'saloyim nimsa shulchanei mishtakir shtepa'amim. And say, well, okay, then I won't leave them, I'll go and I'll change them back to silver before I leave. Then what you're doing is you're paying the money changer a fee twice. U'meiser sheni nifsad, and that's going to decrease the value of the meiser sheni because you're paying 2 fees. So this way, the best course of action, in order to make sure that the money doesn't get wasted and to make sure that you don't spend it needlessly on changing your money back and forth, is to only take half of it. Hadanan lifnei chachamim, those who judge before the chachamim, Shimon ben Azai, v'Shimon ben Zoma, v'Chanan haMitzri. So these 3 people were known as the ones who judged before the chachamim. Skipping a little, Ubrevias Kesef, Brevias Maos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that he can take 1/16 of it in copper and the rest he has to leave in silver. Bedina Revi Shal Kesef, Lo Yikach El Brevioso Maos, Shal Nechoshes. So he takes 1/4 of 1 dinar in copper, Ushloshes Chalakim Kesef, and the other 3 parts of it he takes in silver. Shenimza lokeach maos echad mishisha asar. So we see he's taking 1/16 pesela bilvad of the original sela that he brought. Arba ispre kesef. So this now is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, and it's a new form of currency, ispre kesef, silver something. Hadinar chamesha ispre. So he's telling us that a dinar is 5 ispre. Umatbeahu be'eretz Yavon shad hayom karen lo aspro. And it's a Greek coin, which at least until his day was still in existence. I don't know if it is today. Nim sahasela esrim aspro. So we find that a sela is 20 aspro. Kishehu machal b'dinar yechalenu al arba aspro kesef. So when he changes the original silver coin, he changes it for 4 aspro. Va'aspro echad nechoshes. And 1 aspro he takes in copper. Nimso lokeach nechoshes echad me'esrim basila bilvad. So we find that he's taking 1/20th of his original coin in copper. So the final opinion of Shammai is yanchenu bechenvas v'yachol kenegda, that he shouldn't change the money at all. He should merely deposit it with a local shopkeeper and run a tab. Lo yichal klal al haprutos. Don't change it at all into copper coins. Shema yishkach v'yase osachulin, because maybe you'll make a mistake and spend them on something that you're not supposed to spend Meister Sheni money on. Ela yaniach hasela etzal hachinvani, but rather leave it with the shopkeeper. V'yochal kenegda ad shetakala, and eat off of that money until it's all used up. V'halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel bilvad. And among all these opinions, the halacha follows that of Beis Hillel. So the opinion of Beis Hillel is change half of it for copper and keep half of it in silver. Mishnah Yod Aleph. Kisei shal kala shenidlu chipuyav. So a nice ornate bridal chair. It's got coverings and cushioning. If those coverings are removed, Beis Shammai mitamin. Beis Shammai say it's impure. So let's explain what this is. There's a type of tumah called midras, which one would get if such a person sat on something that's made to be sat on, in this case, a bridal chair. But if something loses its original function, if it's considered broken, then it cannot receive this midras contamination. So Beis Shammai say that if this bridal chair has the covers removed, it's no longer suitable for the wedding, nevertheless, it is able to be made impure through this form of midras. But Beis Hillel say, no, it is not susceptible to this form of uncleanliness. Shammai Omer, because again, these are the places where Shammai differs from both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Shammai Omer, af malabin shel kisei tamei. Even the frame of the chair alone is susceptible to this form of uncleanliness. Kisei shekavo be'ereva, if a chair is attached to a kneading trough. Beis Shammai mitamin. Beis Shammai say it's susceptible to this midras uncleanliness from being sat on. Beis Hillel mitarin, and Beis Hillel say it is not susceptible to such uncleanliness. Shammai Omer. Shammai says af ha'osayba. Shammai says it's able to be made unclean by this midras tuma, even if the chair is built into the trough, even if it's not just attached to it later, but if it was originally constructed that way. Let's look in the Bar Neror, who will explain to us all of these situations. Going to skip a little. Beis Shammai matamin. Beis Shammai say that it is able to be made impure. Da'akati chazei liyeshiva. Because even if the bridal chair has its coverings removed, it's still fit to sit on. So maybe you won't use it at the wedding, but it's still a good chair. Beis Hillel matarin. But Beis Hillel say no, it doesn't get this type of uncleanliness. Delo chazei lakala v'havi kenishbar. Because it's no longer suitable for a bride, so it's considered broken. Its original purpose is done away with, so it's broken. Af malbin hakisei tamei, Shammai say, even the frame of the chair alone is able to be tamei midras. Klomar, af malbin hakisei bifnei atzmo, below hakisei, ubelo chifuyav tamei. So if you have the frame of the chair, even if the seat is missing and the covers are missing, it can get tumas midras. Kol shekein hakisei below chupiyav tamei. So certainly if it's still got the seat and it's just missing the covers, it would be able to receive this type of uncleanliness. Kisei shekavu ba'areva, if a chair is attached to a kneading trough. Hevi kisei mimakam acher, they brought a chair from someplace else, they brought a chair from the house or whatever. Vekavu ba'areva derech yeshivaso, and they attach it to the trough so that he can sit while he kneads. Ba'areva enu matame midras, and a trough does not receive this type of midras uncleanliness because it's not meant to be sat upon. The chazi lelisha velo leishev aleha, because it's made to knead, it's not made to sit. So that's why there's going to be a difference of opinion in this case. Beis Shammai mitamin. Beis Shammai say it can receive midras uncleanliness. Delo batal kisei lagabe areva. Because the chair does not lose its status as a chair from being attached to the trough. Ubeis Hillel Matarin, but Beis Hillel say it is not susceptible to Midras uncleanliness. Debato Kise Legabe Areva, they say that the chair does lose its status as a chair once it's attached to the trough. But Beis Hillel agree that if it's originally built in as part of the trough, special trough with a built-in seat so you can sit while you need, then that is subordinate to the trough and it would not be subjectable to midras uncleanliness. But Shammai Omer, Shammai say, even if it has a built-in chair, Av kisei aser ba'areva atzmo tamei midras. Even if it's built into the trough, nevertheless, it can be susceptible to midras uncleanliness. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Yud Beis and Yud Gimel.